It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. National Donut Day is celebrated on the first Friday of June to commemorate the donuts Salvation Army volunteers served to American soldiers in France during World War I. That is one of the facts about an actual real government-sanctioned food holiday that Jimin Kang writes about in the magazine The New Food Economy, where the Princeton sophomore is an editorial intern. Jimin joins us now to talk about all of the national holidays that aren't really national food holidays that she found. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What made you research this national holiday phenomenon?
I spent the summer in New York City working as an editorial intern at the New Food Economy. And there, you know, it's a nonprofit newsroom that writes about the economics, politics, and culture of food. And as an intern, I was kind of on the lookout while I was there for potential story ideas. And so while I was there, it just so happened that National Ice Cream Day became a thing. And so on July 15th, my Instagram was inundated with all of these posts about, you know, people going out to get ice cream and all these interesting deals. And I remembered that the first day I actually moved into New York, which happened to be on June 1st, was National Donut Day. And so I was like, there seems to be a trend here of all these national food days popping up. And so I thought that might make for a good story.
And what is your favorite?
My favorite would probably be National Donut Day, just because I'm a big donut fan.
Because it's a real thing. Because it's not, you found a lot that weren't actual holidays that were sanctioned by any sort of government or started by any sort of tradition, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really interesting for me. I was looking through all these different websites that featured food calendars, and a lot of these websites have a specific section that says, you know, the origins of such and such holiday. And for many of these food holidays, it said, you know, the origins are unknown, but historically this food has been significant because, and it's just some other stuff about the food in general, but not about the holiday itself.
And do we know how many national food holidays there are in the U.S.?
So it's pretty informal, but the statistic that I found was 210, but it changes every day.
So people just make up food holidays and say,
right,
it's National Pancake Day. It's National Pancake with jelly syrup on it day, right?
Right, yeah. I think the wackiest one I found, November 12th, apparently, is the National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day.
Except anchovies. Does anchovies have a day of its own?
That's a really good question.
We need to stand up for anchovies.
Right.
So what makes, in your mind, what makes a real national food holiday versus a fake, silly national food holiday?
I think a real food holiday, well, to begin with, it's because the origins of so many of these holidays are unverifiable. I think what makes a food holiday most legitimate is how people respond to it. And, you know, nowadays with social media, if you go on Instagram or Twitter or YouTube, you have a lot of people producing content on national food holidays. And I think that the more that people engage with a specific holiday, the more legitimate it becomes. And so from my perspective, as someone who, you know, uses social media, but doesn't tend to, you know, follow like what the government is endorsing as an official food holiday. For me, I'd say the food holidays that I would tend to quote unquote celebrate would be the ones that, you know, I see my friends sharing.
We were talking to Jimin Kang, who wrote about national food holidays, some of which are fake and some of which are real. I want to know about National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. This is August 15th. Is this something that the lemon meringue pie industry decided to start? Did it come from somebody who's just known for his or her pies?
You know, I don't actually know. And, you know, the funny thing is, if you look online, I'm sure it will be quite a process of discovering that, too. What I found is that a lot of holidays, you never know where they come from. One thing that I was really surprised about was I think there are at least, you know, six different holidays dedicated to some variation of the peanut, like peanut butter, peanut cookie. And I thought that the National Peanut Board might have something to do with it, because that's what something a Wikipedia suggested. And because Wikipedia can't always be, you know, trusted as a as a perfect source, I followed up with the peanut board itself, and they said that they have nothing to do with these holidays. So, yeah, you never know.
Did you find any of this that was marketing by the food industry? I mean, like, I openly celebrate National Ice Cream Day. Am I doing PR for Ben and Jerry's? Did they start this?
No, they didn't. I don't know. I don't think any company started National Ice Cream Day. It seems to be something that just kind of organically came about.
Interesting.
But I wouldn't know.
Organic ice cream. It came about organically, like ice cream does. It just sprouts out of the ground. No, John Brian Hopkins is somebody who is influential in this that you found. Talk to me about him.
Yeah, so he's the writer behind Foodimentary, which is a blog that kind of lists all these different food holidays. It was discovered by a source somewhere that he invented a lot of these holidays himself. But I think that he himself kind of does it in a spirit of fun, almost, you know, like appreciating all these different kinds of foods. But I don't know. I don't know if his specific calendar takes in requests from specific corporations or specific interests, because this kind of thing tends to be pretty, you know, low down.
So maybe you can just, maybe he takes write-ins. Maybe you can write into him and say, I am missing my mother's apple pie, so I think it should be Mother's Apple Pie Day.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure if you got in touch with him, you know, you could make something happen.
So what is your favorite food holiday is National Donut Day. What's the most bizarre one that you found?
So aside from the pizza one with the works at Anchovies Day, I found a lot of food holidays that aren't specific to the food, but rather processes. Like February 22nd is National Cook a Sweet Potato Day. There's no National Sweet Potato Day. It's just Cook a Sweet Potato Day, which I thought was interesting.
Does it tell you how to cook the sweet potato?
Well, so there isn't any definitive source. But I was looking online just now because sweet potatoes are one of my favorite foods. Mm. And a lot of websites just mention, you know, sweet potatoes have been around for a while and here are some recipes that you can use. So it's something really flexible, such that a lot of different people can kind of manipulate it to their own interests, I suppose.
And how does it get around that it's National Apple Pie Day or National Ice Cream Day? Is it something that we see on social media? Is there a kind of a trick to making this go viral so that we people in the news media do a story on it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, social media plays a big role. Hashtags these days play a big role. And word of mouth as well. You know, someone I interviewed at the National Day calendar said that it could just be, you know, like an old lady who wants to start a certain day. So she tells her neighbor, who then tells their neighbor, and it begins that way. And I think that a lot of corporations kind of jump on the bandwagon by having special deals. And that also helps, you know, these holidays gain popularity.
Okay, so in honor of what I have had for breakfast today, I'm going to call it National Cappuccino Day. Can I do that?
I'm sure you can.
Okay. Jimin Kang is a sophomore at Princeton University. She wrote about national food holidays in the new food economy. Jimin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Next up, we're talking about filing bankruptcy in retirement, and we're taking calls on this one. 800-642-1234. It's The Morning Show.